Elise Stefanik CPAC aims to retake House majority by funding 23 women candidates. By Wendell Hasebo on September 21, 2022. Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, is aiming to win the House majority in 2022 by supporting 23 qualified women candidates through her EPAC. She told reporters Wednesday in the Republican National Committee's headquarters just yards from the Capitol building. Stefanik, who is the third highest-ranking Republican House member after displacing Representative Liz Cheney, RY, in 2021, launched the PAC after the 2018 election. Only 2.9% of elected members were female in 2018. I know we could improve that, she told reporters. The PAC specifically supports candidates who raised over $200,000 in the first quarter, have a strong voice in their district, and know how to combat the establishment media, Stefanik said in light of the establishment media's bias towards Democrats. Of the 23 candidates supported by the PAC, 6 are in running in districts former President Trump won in 2020, 13 are districts President Biden won by less than 10 points, and 4 are in districts Biden won by more than 10 points. Some of the notable American first-type candidates EPAC supports are Anna Paulina Luna, FL, Madison Giziotto Gilbert, O, Sarah Palin, AK, Harriet Hageman, Y, and Caroline Leavitt, NH. Since its inception, EPAC has raised and donated over $4 million to GOP women candidates, including more than $1 million directly to GOP women campaigns. The PAC has also helped book more than 100 national TV interviews for candidates and worked with campaigns to boost earned media, free press coverage, to elevate the campaigns in the home districts. Stefanik said the PAC's media initiative is important because the establishment media does not provide the same media coverage of Republican women as it does Democrats' women. Republican women don't get the same fair coverage, she said in light of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, DNY, September GQ magazine cover. Stefanik showcased many of the candidates' professionally produced television ads airing in the candidates' home districts. Each of the ads spoke about reducing President Joe Biden's soaring inflation. When the reporters in the room realized the ad spoke about the common theme of soaring prices from the pump to the grocery, reporters from Bloomberg and Axios questioned why the ads ignored the less relevant topic of abortion. Inflation is the number issue, Stefanik replied. According to a recent Ipsos poll, the nation's top issues remain Biden's struggling economy, specifically inflation, 30%, and immigration, 8%. Crime, 8%, rounded out the top three most important issues for Americans. Although the establishment media has claimed that inflation fell in August, over the past 12 months, grocery prices have gone up 13.5%. Stefanik's handpicked candidates highlighting the rising cost of living will likely help Republicans reclaim the House. The GOP only needs 5 seats overall to take back the House from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. Last week, Pelosi claimed Democrats will actually pick up seats in November. Pelosi was widely ridiculed for her opinion. We've heard this one last cycle and know how it turned out. At Speaker Pelosi's days in the majority are numbered. National Republican Congressional Committee Communications Director Michael McAdams recalled. According to a recent Rasmussen Reports poll, a Republican leads on the generic ballot by 1 point. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.